This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday said at least 36 rocket attacks hit Ukrainian targets on Saturday, wiping out power to nearly 1.5 million people. We get more details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
His nightly address to the nation, Zelensky said power had been restored to some areas already, but he urged Ukrainians to limit their consumption of electricity and be prepared for what he called stabilization blackouts. Zelensky also said Ukrainian forces are shooting down many of the missiles attacking various cities and regions, including Volyn, Odessa, Dnipropetrovsk, Mykolaiv, and Zaporizhia. He said 20 missiles were shot down in the first half of the day Saturday, including at least 10 Iranian drones. Meanwhile, Russian authorities in occupied Kherson urged civilians to leave the city immediately, warning of an advance by Ukrainian troops. The Washington Post reports Russian forces urged city residents to bring documents, clothes, and food with them. It also cited Moscow-based Telegram accounts promising Ukrainians financial and housing assistance for moving deeper into Russia-controlled areas. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has returned to Britain ahead of a possible tilt at reclaiming his former job. He was ousted by a series of ethics scandals just 3 months ago, but boarded a flight back to London from his vacation in the Dominican Republic days after the dramatic resignation of his successor, Liz Truss. He landed in London Saturday morning. Johnson has not officially said he is running, but some allies have been loudly calling for his return. This is VOA News. China's ruling Communist Party reaffirmed Xi Jinping's continued dominance in running the nation Saturday. Confirmation comes one day ahead of giving Xi a widely expected third five-year term as leader. A party congress effectively removed four of the seven members of senior leadership. One of those removed was the premier, the nation's number two official and a proponent of market-oriented reforms. The week-long congress also wrote Xi's major policy initiatives on the economy and the military into the party's constitution, as well as his push to rebuild and strengthen the party. If Li had remained in leadership, it would have indicated some possible pushback against Xi, particularly on economic policies. The World Food Program warned Friday it is only a matter of time before Somalia is hit with a full-blown famine and people start dying in droves. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
United Nations Food Agency said it has been able to keep famine at bay in Somalia by massively increasing food assistance to millions of acutely hungry people. WFP Somalia Deputy Country Director Laura Turner said international donations have allowed increased aid, reaching nearly 4.2 million people with food and cash relief. She said the increased food aid so far has prevented Somalia's hunger crisis from reaching a point of no return. However, she warned Somalia is not yet out of danger.
We're in a desperate race against time.
Turner said in her 20-year humanitarian career, she has never experienced a looming catastrophe of such proportions. The World Health Organization reports half of Somalia's children, some 1.8 million, are suffering from this condition. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Chanting crowds marched in the streets of Berlin, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles Saturday in a show of international support for demonstrators facing a violent government crackdown in Iran sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in the custody that the country's morality police. On the U.S. National Mall, thousands of women and men of all ages wearing green, white, and red, the colors of the Iran flag, shouted in rhythm, "Be scared, be scared, we're on this." Demonstrators yelled, "Marching to the White House, say her name, Mahsa." A surge in migration from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua in September brought the number of illegal crossings to the highest level ever recorded in the fiscal year, according to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The year-end numbers reflect deterioration.